The Gemara in Brachot on Daf Dalet Amud Bet says as follows: Amar Mar Kore Kriyat Shema Umitpalel. Halachically, a person should first read Kriyat Shema and then daven the Shmoneh Esrei. Obviously, a practice that we do until this day. But the Gemara continues to explain the reasoning. Misayei Alei LeRabbi Yochanan. This halachic opinion is assisting that of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan Ezu ben Olam Haba. Who is the person who is ra'ui, who is privileged, who is worthy of entering Olam Haba? Ze hasomech geula l'tvila shel arvit. Someone who connects the concept of geula, what would appear to be halachically Gaal Yisrael, the redemption or the statement, the blessing of redemption of the Jewish people, to the Tfilah, to the Shmona Esrei in Arvit at nighttime, in the evening prayers. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argues, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omer Tfilot be'emsa tiknum. No. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, particularly in the evening services at night, one should first recite the Shmona Esrei, Be'emza, in the middle, in the heart of the prayer service, followed by Kriyat Shema itself. And this is very difficult to understand. The Gemara asks, what is the premise of their machloket? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Sovar, Geula me'urta nami hovi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Geula, the redemption, can reveal itself also from when it becomes dark. Ela Geula me'aliyota lohava ela ad safra. The ultimate redemption, great revealing redemption, only takes place at the end of the day. It will transpire and reveal itself safra, in the morning, with the strongest of light. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Sover, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that you do not have to preface the Tfilah Shmon Esrei in the Arvit, in Ma'ariv, with the Bracha of Ga'al Yisrael Geula. One should not do so. Why? Kiven de lohavya ela mitzafra, the Geula is only revealed in the morning. Lo havya geula me'aliyata. If it's only revealed in the morning, and if it's not revealed other than during the day, then it is not considered a primary or the highest level of redemption. While it appears that the Gemara clearly gives a halachic argument, one would be happy to say that the Gemara also reveals a philosophical argument, a philosophical premise as well. Rav Yaakov Ariel, the chief rabbi of Ramat Gan, explains that according to Rabbi Yeshua, unless a redemption is clear as daylight, one cannot recite Gaal Yisrael. Unless it is totally clear, unless it shines through with the vitality and lucidness of light, it would be improper, and one cannot or should be discouraged from reciting the bracha Gaal Yisrael. However, Rabbi Yochanan reveals a different philosophical premise. Rabbi Yochanan says, even when a geula, a redemption, is unclear, a Jew is always expected to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much amongst us. That Hashem is somehow revealing, slowly at that, perhaps not as obvious as we would like it to be, but nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing the redemption slowly but surely. As the Pasuk says, Ki Yeshev Bechoshech Hashem Orli. Even when I sit in the heart of darkness, in the thick of darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow serves as my light. Because I know at the end of the day, while it might appear to be slow, nonetheless the Geula Shleima, the ultimate redemption, is slow but sure. There is a light that is assured to arrive at the end of the tunnel. Herein lies the difference between Geulat Mitzrayim and the ultimate redemption, the Geula HaShleima B'mehera B'Yameinu. The Geula of Mitzrayim, the redemption that Am Yisrael experienced in exiting Egypt, was instantaneous, it was miraculous. There are obvious signs of revelation during the course of this redemption, be it through the Makot, the obvious miracles by which all of the plagues infested Egypt and the Egyptian people, revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yad Chazakah Ubizroa Netuya, the outstretched hand and the strong arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that again revealed itself during Yetziat Mitzrayim to the Jewish people, and the very fact that they saw and witnessed Kriyat Yamsuf, as Chazal say, Ra'ata Shivcha LaYam Ma Shelo Ra'a Yechezkel Ben Buzi. The most primitive, mundane, basic person amongst Am Yisrael witnessed a great revelation, greater than even the prophet Yechezkel. And the very fact that the entire redemption from Egypt transpired Be'etzem Hayom, in the heart of the day, therefore Yetziat Mitzrayim is representative of daylight. It blooms, it basks in the sun. It is obvious to us that miracles transpired, and it's obvious to us that the Geula, the redemption, took place in the exodus from Egypt. However, the Geula HaShleima, the Geula Shel Mashiach Tzidkenu, is none other, nothing like the Geula, the redemption from Mitzrayim. It is slow, it is not revealing, it moves at a steady pace, but it is certainly not sudden. It moves through the patterns of time. And many times, it reveals itself through obstructions, challenges, trials and tribulation that we experience as a Jewish people. Rav Yaakov Ariel explains that the reason why the Geula Shleima, the ultimate redemption that we anticipate, cannot be revealing, cannot be as obvious as Yetziat Mitzrayim, is because the Geula Shleima not only involves a physical redemption, but it involves an awesome spiritual revelation. Yetziat Mitzrayim, while it's true Bnei Yisrael sunk to a low level of tum'ah, of impurity, nonetheless the redemption was really for the sake of our physical being. Had we not been redeemed from Mitzrayim, we would have completely been lost to oblivion. But today, the redemption of our future, the Geula, has everything to do with the value of spiritual redemption. A spiritual revelation whereby the entire world, not only Am Yisrael, will recognize that indeed the most valued and cherished ethic that is involved in this world is that of the Torah HaKadoshah, and the most important relationship that exists is that between mankind and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. The values of spirituality, explains Rav Ariel, can only be revealed step by step. As we said many times, such value, such great worth, such great revelation of spirituality is not something that can be instantly revealed. In order for it to be cherished, in order for it to be worthwhile, in order for it to be appreciated, it has to reveal itself slowly but surely. Only then will we truly, or can we truly, embrace
the great value of what this Geula has to offer. And therefore this is supported by the Gemara Yerushalmi, which clearly says that the Geula of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is like the sunrise. The sun rises slowly but surely, says the Gemara, Kima Kima, one step at a time. Ultimately, the great sunlight will burst forth and will appreciate what we have. These yamim, these days, events that we find ourselves involved in the next few weeks, Yom HaZikaron, the day in which we remember the mighty fallen from the IDF, from Tzahal, the victims of terror, who have struggled and have fought in order to ensure that Am Yisrael can remain secure in their land of Eretz Yisrael. Yom HaAtzmaut, the day of celebration and rejoicement in which we recognize the miraculous nature of the establishment of Eretz Yisrael. Yom Yerushalayim, the day in which we once again seized and captured that which is ours, the holy site of the Beit HaMikdash, the holy site of the Kotel HaMa'aravi. All of these days are referred to classically as Yemei HaGeula, the days in which we remember, in which we memorialize and anticipate the coming of our redemption. And what's important and imperative that we remember, Rabotai, is that although this Geula is frustrating at times, it's important for us to realize at this juncture that yes, it may be difficult, but it is absolutely transpiring. Even in the heart of darkness, even at a time of despair, even when there is global economic recession, Rabbi Yochanan reminds Am Yisrael, we first recite Ga'al Yisrael, and then we recite the Shmona Esrei, the prayer. Yes, even in the Tfilah of Ma'ariv, the evening prayer, in the heart of darkness, we are privileged to recite the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. We are part of inducing, and we are part of facilitating that Geula, that redemption to transpire. By reciting Ga'al Yisrael, by commemorating and celebrating these days, we demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we anticipate and do not despair. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu umana'im goraleinu. We should be zocha as a result of our active participation to witness and to usher in the Geulah Shleima b'meira b'yameinu. Amen.